Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift live from your Publix in Brookhaven. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, and she's a tofu-tasting Miss Allie Mack. We have Gordon, G-Unit, the commissioner here on the ones and twos. And back home, in his rental with a creepy wave, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And we are the Morning Shift, live and local, as I said, from the Brookhaven Publix, which, as I pulled up to this morning, I realized when I lived over here, I used to shop here occasionally when I went to the LA Fitness down the road. So
I think all of us were kind of going down memory lane this morning because all of us used to live in Brookhaven, Buckhead area, correct?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I used to live right here at town Brookhaven.
I still live
I lived
in Brookhaven.
Lenox Park over there.
Yeah, there you go.
So, Dylan, you still live in Brookhaven? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I live in Brookhaven currently.
I thought you lived in Decatur.
I did, too.
No, I live in Brookhaven. The Publix y'all are at, I probably live like 5 minutes away from.
We'll talk off air about where you, because we probably could live in the same complex at one point in time.
Just wait until you get married. Then it all turns OTP from there.
Yeah, your spouses always want more room.
Yeah. I mean, right now, Dylan and Simone are living that ITP life.
Yeah.
You know, the Wolf of Wall Street. I ain't leaving.
Yeah. I did that bit, and she was like, yeah, we are.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was actually the one pulling my wife away from the from all the stuff, ITP. I was like, hey, man, let's move out. Let's get some property.
It's funny because I'm the leader on a lot of decisions. Like, I want to do this, I'll do that. And the one that I didn't do is probably the best financial decision we ever made, which was getting the hell out of the city right before COVID.
Probably was a really, really good decision on your part. Did you have any idea something was going to happen? Or you were just like, it's time?
No.
I see what you did there.
No.
Insider information.
I am not Terry Rozier.
Wow.
No, Amy literally goes, I want more room, and started just on that train. And I said, all right. And I mean, we couldn't afford to buy now where we are. Anyways, housing rates have gone. But yeah, no, well, I'm not an NBA player that gambles on the league.
Yeah, we might be talking about that a little bit today. If you are ITP and you need to get groceries for the weekend, stop on by. We would love to meet you. We are at the Publix at Town Brookhaven. We will be here all the way through 9 a.m. Now, let's catch up on what's been going on since the last time we got to chat. The Hawks are back in action tonight in Orlando to take on the Magic. Pregame is at 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is at 7. Game 1 of the World Series starts tonight between between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. First pitch is set for 8 o'clock. Chargers dominated the Vikings last night, 37-10 in Thursday Night Football. And yeah, there's a lot of fallout from the NBA gambling scandal. Where to even start? Yesterday, we only had the news of Chauncey Billups being arrested. Now, at least 34 have been arrested for involvement, including Damon Jones. Charges are that he allegedly disclosed privileged injury information about a prominent basketball player to facilitate illegal sports betting. That player, allegedly LeBron James. Have you guys been following this? It seems like there's a new headline left and right about this.
My mom texts me about it, and she goes, "Did you see this gambling story?" I go, "Yeah." She goes, "I didn't think the mob existed anymore." And I was like, "Well, I guess it still does, because there's like five families in New York that are tied to this, which are most of the arrests that I think you're talking about." Mm-hmm. It's wild. I think, Mike, there's a lot of sports leagues right now that are puckered up.
Good.
And a lot of commissioners. Yeah. And I think college football and college basketball, because it kind of goes back. Do you remember the 30 for 30 about the point shaving scandal in the 80s and early 90s in college basketball? And, like, that was always a thing that you could get to people that needed the money, and now it's just these guys get into gambling and then they can't get out.
Yeah, it honestly is crazy, and I don't know why this just popped up in my head. When I was in college, Nick Saban invited a former member of the Mafia to come in and speak to us, and I will never forget this guy.
Really?
His name was Mikey Franzese.
Okay.
I mean, shocker, right? And he comes in and he speaks to us as a team and talked about everything that he was kind of involved in, and talked about situations like that. Talked about making sure you steer clear of all the things that are going on and how they kind of, you know, twist things around and leverage people and things of that nature. It's just crazy to think that a guy like Rozier, who is due $26 million, I believe, this year on his contract, is, you know, dealing with this kind of thing. So, I don't know, man. There's a lot of, like, plot twists that come along with all this, and a lot of information being put out. And Allie's question was, did you guys keep up with us? I tried.
Yeah.
It was like you said, every time I turned around, there was another headline or a press conference. What's crazy to me is 3 days ago, before all this came out, I was watching a segment with Adam Silver on the Pat McAfee show, and he was asked about sports gambling, and he was talking about how he urged some of their partners to pull back the prop bets, like some of the prop bets from the end of the bench. Hey, why do we have all these prop bets? Make it like three players per game that are involved in these prop bets. It's not worth it. And it was like, did he know it was coming? Because, like, I'm looking at that whole situation now, and I'm going, man, what crazy timing on that, literally the day before all this happened.
Yeah, by the way, Franzese was a capo in the Colombo family. I think it was the one family up there that wasn't named this, believe it or not. But, you know, Mike, I absolutely believe he knew this was coming. I wholeheartedly believe that we live in a world, and I don't think it's just – we hear it, we see it on TV shows and stuff. There are absolutely people in offices that will – hey, just so you know, this is coming down.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared. That said, did we hear from Silver much yesterday? Was there a really good statement put out? No. So maybe there is a hint of it that maybe he didn't know that it was coming down. I just find it completely hard to believe that no one knew this was about to hit. This is a 4-year investigation that no one knew was about to come down. I cannot believe that. We were talking about this earlier, and I think Gordon said it. It's kind of crazy that they waited like opening week of the NBA season, and boom, let's drop the hammer.
That's not an accident.
Yeah, I don't believe it. I don't believe it was either. I think you're trying to make a statement,
mm-hmm.
And hopefully the word is out. You know that we're on to this, and if you're doing it, you better stop.
Normally, I'm of the opinion that Netflix jumps on things a little bit too quickly. They make documentaries before things are actually through and done with. I already want one on this because I need it explained to me like I'm five.
I will say, I thought about this yesterday. I've told Bo about this. I don't know if he's gone and watched it. It was an HBO or Showtime docuseries that was done about the college basketball coaches that were arrested. You know, remember Chuck Person,
mm-hmm.
and all, like, the recruiting scandal that was going on?
The shoe thing?
Yeah, dude. That made the FBI looks so bad. Like when you they had like an informant, and really all they were doing was handing this guy money, and he was lying to them about what he was doing with it. Like they were like, here's $10 million, go hand it to these coaches and make the, you know, and let them pay the recruits. And he was like, oh, okay. And he was, and the FBI was like, okay, which coaches did you give it to? And he was like, I gave it to this coach and that coach and that coach, and they're paying all their players.
Was it?
And he was just pocketing the money and raging in Vegas. And it's like I think the press conference the FBI had that day was like, we have the playbook for college scandals. And the guy was like, I didn't give money to anybody. The guy was just raging in Vegas.
Am I wrong that Bill Self was initially named in that?
He was. What's the guy's name that was at LSU, was involved in it?
Oh, yeah. And now he's actually at NC State now.
Yeah. A lot of it, man. It was crazy. The whole thing's crazy.
Yeah, he actually made a comment. I can never remember his name, but he made a comment literally. It might have been the end of last season or sometime during the offseason, and they asked him, and he's like, yeah, well, I can pay the players now legally.
Yeah.
And everybody knew he was paying them anyways.
Yeah, 100%.
But the way he was, the phone conversations and everything, I also think that's absolutely garbage. By the way,
dang.
That the FBI, like, let's create a sting out of nowhere. It's one thing if you hear about someone doing something, it's one thing, but if you just say, I think today I want to take down college basketball, so let's go find a guy and have him pay coaches to pay players. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, obviously, there's going to be so much coming out about this NBA scandal. Hey, it's also a Falcons Friday. Falcons are taking on the Dolphins this weekend at the Benz. Pregame show starts at 11 right here on 92 in the game with Mike and Bo. Kickoff at 1. We only have a moment before we got to go to break, but how are you guys feeling going into this weekend with this game?
Terrible. This is like a panic game for me because this is the game the last 7 years that's kept you out of the playoffs. That's how I feel about it. And so to me, I thought San Francisco was a coin toss going in there and winning anyways. I knew that they were injured, but it was still a team that was 4-2 at the time, and Mac Jones is playing like a starting quarterback, not a backup. This one has the writings of a they are desperate. Miami is absolutely – you got a guy coaching for his job. You got players coaching for their NFL starting careers, right? You don't know where he's – this is a desperate team. You have to practice and put in the work to Mike, I feel like. Not that they don't every week, but in the same way as you're desperate too.
Yeah, I agree with you. There's a lot of ins and outs to this matchup, but, you know, obviously we'll talk about it on the other side of the break, but this is a prove-it game to me. You know what I mean? Go prove that you belong as one of the better teams, top half teams in the NFL.
Yeah.
If you can't win a game like this, then we have a lot more questions and conversations to be had.
Yeah, and we have 3 hours to get into the nitty-gritty of this game this weekend. So coming up, we'll get it more into Thursday Night Football as well. It's all next with The Morning Shift live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and yes, we're live from Publix at Town at Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Gordon on site with us, Dylan behind the glass back at the station. I want to say a major thanks to Jacob this morning. He's out here with Publix at Town Brookhaven. The address, by the way, if you want to stop by, is 104 Town Boulevard. He brought pastries out. Everyone's getting some snacks right now. Bo has his little orange juice. It's very adorable.
That's right.
Mike and I are waiting on our black coffee.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. You know what I mean? It's like working with a 5-year-old.
What?
No, wait. Don't hate on Bo because he's drinking orange juice this morning. There's nothing wrong with that, man.
No, Dylan, back down, man. You know, he's got his pastry. You know what? He's got his OJ.
You know what's funny, Dylan, is I'm being selectively harassed because you know who else just ate a chocolate pastry with me and is also drinking orange juice?
Who's that?
Gordon.
He doesn't have the ability to defend himself.
He
so
has
I'm not
a microphone right there. He can pull it down and turn his mic up.
You know,
and
the
that's
deal.
My dude right there. So y'all know better. But I'm just saying, like, they coming at me, Dylan, because I'm not afraid to enjoy myself. I don't got to be like, oh yeah, I need a black iced coffee because I like coffee and I like it chilled, like me. No, yeah, man, give me my orange juice and my chocolate pastry.
Exactly.
I'm good.
Let the man likes what he likes. There's nothing
that's
wrong.
Right. I ain't
there's nothing wrong with
me.
That. I would do the same thing as Bo too, because I don't drink coffee anymore either. So I'm fully with Bo. Y'all ease up on my guy. Ease up.
Dude, it is insane how much Bo sounded like me and how I ordered my coffee with Jake. It was like, oh, I need my black coffee.
That's crazy, right?
Actually, I was doing more mic that time than you.
Is that what it was? But, yeah, that's exactly what I sounded like too, because all
right.
I literally said was, actually make that too.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about the Falcons and their red zone scheme, maybe some fixes that they need to make. But last night was Thursday night football. A Chargers QB, Justin Herbert, threw for 227 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a 37-10 win over the Vikings.
Did Jussie Ladd-McConkey last night? An absolute Jesse. I mean, the way he was getting – I don't know. I love that guy because he just looks like – it. When he smiles after he just made a play on you, he's like, yeah, I know I look like I should not be doing this, but I'm just breaking y'all off right now. And the Chargers obviously got a lot of things rolling. They did get Joe Alt back last week at left tackle, so that was, you know, a big thing in the direction to get that offensive line healthy. But, you know, Justin Herbert's a dog, and Carson Wentz is not. And we saw that play out on the field last night.
Justin Herbert threw a pick six really to start the game. I mean, that was unbelievable. And then it gets called back because the ball did touch the ground slightly. And, I mean, again, that's a play I think the DB's got to make. But I'm not as big of a Justin Herbert guy as a lot of people. I think he's good. I don't think he's great. I do love Ladd McConkey, though. Ladd McConkey is like, how did that guy get to the middle of the second round? Like, how did he fall? I mean, he outperformed. He was their leading receiver last year. I'm still waiting on Johnston to make a play for the Chargers, and so is my fantasy team. But that's neither here nor there. But McConkey is unbelievable. Chargers, though, they've been – I was reading it somewhere, Mike. They've been one of the worst red zone teams. And Allie talked about – we're going to talk about our red zone. The Chargers going into that game have been one of the worst teams in the league, too.
Yeah.
They've not been very good. And if you go back a couple weeks ago, that's a game that they ended up beating the Dolphins, but the Dolphins almost got them. And yep. So I'm not still sure, though, exactly what that team is. And Carson, I don't know how it could get worse with J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings with what Carson Wentz and them are doing. I know Wentz is banged up, but the Vikings just are – they need offense so bad because they're not terrible on defense at
real,
all.
Real quick, and not to put you on the spot, I'm genuinely curious, 20 seconds or less, what's your hang-up with Justin Herbert? Why are you hesitant to back him? I think he's a good player.
I think he's a good player, but I don't think he's a top tier. And he gets mentioned in an not the Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen tier, but he's mentioned in that second tier. And there's nothing – I'm not sure really where he elevates that team. I think that team is good all the way around. And I don't really see his play elevate them to great. And to me, I think that would put him in an upper echelon quarterback. It just hasn't panned out. I don't think he's won a playoff game yet, to my knowledge. He did not look good in the one playoff game that the Harbaugh era. He hasn't done anything to separate himself from a mid tier.
Yeah, I think there's some truth to that. I disagree slightly with some of it, but I understand where you're going with it.
Well, and looking ahead to Sunday, today is a Falcons Friday. Falcons will take on the Dolphins this weekend at the Benz. Of course, kickoff is at 1:00. As far as this matchup, you know, we're 3-3. Dolphins are 1-6. Obviously, both teams are looking to win after losses last week. And things we've heard going into this game is that we need to fix the red zone. However, I want to play this audio from Raheem Morris. He was talking to the press the other day about the red zone scheme.
I think the red zone comes down to not getting negative plays. It comes down to making sure you can stay on track, and it comes down to execution of our game plan. And we'll do those things. We'll stay with that consistent flow. You can't have penalties down there. You can't have negative plays, and you got to find a way to keep it moving and get in the end zone. And when we've done it well, we've done it really well, you know, and that's what I'm really, really excited about. But, you know, obviously that's always something you can have an uptick. That's always something you can look at. That's always something you can lean on to go out there and get better, and that's what we look to do.
Well, first off, there have been way too many penalties in the red area. But also, I feel like every time we get down there, we try to run the football, and it's a negative run play. And it starts out immediately. We start out behind the eight ball. And I don't know where, Mike, this is where I'm going to lean on you, because I don't know where you really go to fix. Like, is Penix more hesitant there in the red area? Like, is that part of it? Is the negative plays the number one reason? Is there something scheme-wise and play-calling-wise that we're not tricking people down there? I know that it gets harder. There's no doubt when the field shrinks, it gets that much harder. Our defense is playing us a certain way down there. There's a lot of things to think about. The first and foremost thing, I think you know, though, negative plays, whether it's a negative play on first down, a no gain on first down, or a penalty, those have to be cleaned up. You have to win on first down in the red area because you're immediately now chasing your tail.
Yeah, I don't think there's one thing to point to. You know, we kind of broke down earlier in the week that I think that you have to include, and I've said this all year, I think you have to include Michael Penix at least once a game in the run game in the red area. It just, you have to do it. When you're running a wide zone, that's just part of the offense. I think you need to get him on the perimeter more. Designed perimeter throws in the red area. I also think that we lack players. I know everybody talks about the wingspan of Drake London, Kyle Pitts, guys like that. But to me, red area players are the guys who can operate and change direction in short windows.
We have one.
his name is Bijan Robinson. Mm-hmm. And I wish that, and I know that he does a lot and has a lot more recently with the whole Ray Ray thing, but if he played wide receiver, I would feel a little bit different. It's the whole conversation of being able to run these, you know, whip routes where, you know, you're faking inside and you're going out, being able to run some of the, you know, routes towards the pylon, things like that. We just don't do any of that. You know what I mean? We don't have any of those routes where it's a short. Now, I will say, and I talked about this at the time, the play action where you get Pitts out into the flat a few weeks ago, that's exactly what we should be doing. We should be running those types of plays where you get him out in the flat and, you know, hit him downfield. But, you know, so much of our offense is built on vertical layers, right? The comebacks, the Drake London finding a gap in the zone underneath, that when you do shrink the field and all of a sudden those safeties are a lot quicker to pull the trigger, then, yeah, I think it does lead to Michael Penix of being a little bit more hesitant, you know, right there in the red zone. So it's there's so many different angles to this conversation, you know, that I think that we just need to utilize a little bit more when it comes to these situations. Stay on track. Don't get to a third and two where we have to operate in such a short window and we're not built to do things like that.
Is it just me or have we not ran a bootleg since the Kyle Pitts touchdown? And that wasn't even a true bootleg.
Yeah, dude, I have a lot of problems with our play-action passes. Okay. There's absolutely nothing. Like, we don't even sell the play-action passes we run because they don't look like anything we do. Like, Michael Penix, when we run the little half boot where he just stays in the pocket and kind of does a 360 and turns back around, he's just sticking the ball out just a little bit, not selling it. There's no, like, head fake that comes along with it. It's just a little arm action, and then he's turning back around, and he's looking back downfield. There's nothing bringing the linebackers up. There's nothing layering the defense. And, you know, the running backs in those situations are not attacking the football. And so it's just like, what's the point? Why would I do that? Because all I'm doing is taking Michael Penix's eyes off the coverage.
We have not seen – if you have, then please tell me the exact play because I haven't seen it. I have not seen Jamal Agnew take one offensive snap. Problem with that is what I'm about to say is twofold. A, if he suddenly shows up on the field in the red area, you know, you might know, but I think Jamal Agnew could fit the mold of what we're talking about. Change direction, make you miss in a phone booth. That literally is what that's the first move you make on a punt return is normally trying to make a guy miss and right in front of your face. Exactly the whole thing you're talking about. Is it maybe there's an opportunity to get him involved there? I wouldn't mind that. You know,
well, let me throw that back at you real quick because, you know, when you and I were doing the pregame show, I thought you made a couple of good points, although I disagreed with you in real time, that when Ray Ray was inactive last week, I was like, hey, can Jamal Agnew not do some of these things? And you brought up the whole return game where it's not like you want to put your returner in harm's way and vice versa, that they might want to keep Jamal Agnew healthy.
I did. You're absolutely right. I did. I remember the exact moment. I remember saying it. But you've scored 10 points. In two of the games you've lost, you've scored a total of 10 points.
Right.
And not all of that's been red area problems, but some of it has. I just think that at some point, I'm going to have to sacrifice.
I agree.
And I would sacrifice if I trust someone else on this team. Hear me out. Because people are going to get irritated. If there's anybody else on this team that I trust at least fair catch, a punt, then I'm going to find a way to use Jamal Agnew. Because we have to – so we're going to be healthy. And this is where I'm at now after last week. Just because you're not scoring in these areas and it's not getting any better. So I guess we'll be healthy in February, right? And we're all sitting on the beach.
Cancun on three.
And look – Darnell Mooney, I think, can do a little bit of that, what we're talking about. I really do, because he's a very good yak guy. He's still getting healthy. So, remember last year, Kirk loved him in the red area at times. And it was more of the outside red area, like right around the 25 to 15. So, not quite, you know. That's when Darnell got some stuff. So, and it's kind of obvious, Allie, if you line up Bijan at receiver. Not obvious, but when you line him up at receiver – there is attention being paid to him. But that's – I'll give Zach credit with the creativity, the screen pass in the red zone. He did exactly what Mike's talking about last week. Makes the first guy miss, foot on the accelerator, runs through a tackle into the end zone. So,
It's clear there are just so many angles to Sunday's game. We're going to get back into this. We're also going to have Dave Archer on at 8:20 today. I want to remind you that tomorrow from noon until 2, you can join me at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee as we get ready for Sunday's big game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit. It's that 50-inch 4K smart TV with a ton of other prizes. Someone else will take home tickets to an upcoming home game. Again, that is tomorrow noon to 2 at Ed Voyle's Kia of Chamblee. Coming up, an SEC referee has been suspended. And we've got my Mac drop. Going to have some fun with another round of Back in the Day. That's next with The Morning Shift, live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. We are live from Publix at Town in Brookhaven. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Gordon is on site with us, keeping us on air. Dylan's hanging back at the station. Larry just stopped by, said hi to The Morning Shift. We're going to be out here till 9. So if you have time, please come on by. Town Brookhaven, 104 Town Boulevard. And it's a perfect scenario going into the weekend to go ahead and pick up your groceries. If you're going to be doing some tailgating, some cooking, having some friends over, stop on by, say hi, grab your groceries. It's efficiency. That's my love language.
I don't even know if he's back in the truck to be able to hear it yet. But, yeah, our guy Larry in the truck, always a big supporter, one of the most genuine dudes you'll meet and has listened to our show since we got on air. So we always appreciate him stopping by. And, yeah, he parked the truck for a couple minutes out front of the Publix, just enough to run in here. And I told him to say hello to Mrs. Truck back at home. So pleasure to see Larry as well.
Mrs. Truck. I'm sure she loves that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. We've got a little bit of controversy going on in the SEC. Let's get into it. So the SEC has suspended Georgia-Auburn referee Ken Williamson for the remainder of the season. There were two controversial calls that were huge in the Georgia-Auburn game. The fumble at the end of the first half. And then when Kirby was clapping slash calling a timeout, Georgia wasn't charged for that timeout. I do have to give credit to Auburn's social media team. The next day, they had everyone going around their different departments at the school saying, we're going to give a round of applause to our media department.
Did you see Lane Kiffin last weekend, though, where he was playing with the referee? He was like, wait, no. Good stuff, man. And, yeah, this is crazy. Obviously – there were a lot of questionable calls throughout that game, and I don't know. Like, I feel like we're opening a can of worms here by suspending referees, especially one that's been in the game as long as he has. But then again, when you have – I think I've read that they tallied like 11 questionable calls in the game. I think something probably has to be done, and it just kind of is what it is. But, it stinks all the way around. The timeout thing is where you just got way off base to me. Like, all the other stuff is kind of hit or miss. Like, to let a coach just straight up reverse a timeout call in the middle of a game, just can't let that happen.
You can't have so many missed calls and then have that happen.
Exactly.
The timeout. It was like we saw – there was a point last week in our game in the Falcons-Niners game where they huddled for seemingly forever, and then they didn't even – to just let it go. Like, it's just weird how things like that seemingly happen where you had so long to get a playoff. This was an instance to me where this is not just based on this one game. I tend to believe that I know that they were review officials, and I think they try to go over stuff. There's no way that this wasn't more than one game. I think this just sent it so far over the edge.
Well, what's crazy about it is it Ken Williamson? Is that his name? Okay, so he actually called games when I was playing. Like, that's how long he's been an SEC official. And so it's crazy to think somebody like that obviously can get put in the middle of this.
Is he a crappy ref then, too?
Not that I remember. Honestly, I would tell you. I mean, it's not that
I know you would.
Not that I remember. There's another few that I do remember by face, not by name. I wouldn't be able to tell you what their name was, but I always remember being like, oh, man. Like, here we go.
I was – when I first read this, I was hoping it was the referee from the SEC that looks like he's an extra on the Deliverance. And you know the guy I'm talking about? He got the – I think he had Vanderbilt, Alabama the other day. He's a terrible referee.
I do want to say I brought this up to you guys in break. Can we – I just got to give a shout-out to Yellowhammer News for having this 24 hours in advance of all these other outlets that, you read – you read all these other outlets that come out with it, and it's like, oh, multiple sources briefed on a decision. Yeah, it was like 2 days after it was reported in Alabama, and that outlet got absolutely roasted. Everybody, no, it's no way this is true. They don't do that kind of thing. And then, 2 days later, ESPN's got it, The Athletic's got it, everybody else. So hat tip to those people over at Yellowhammer News over in Alabama.
The SEC, the ESPN confirmed it.
Confirmed it, that's right, yeah.
And then gave no credit where it was as first reported by –
I went back to the ESPN story on this, and at the very, very, very bottom, the last sentence said Yellowhammer News had it first. And I was like, and it did not say that initially. So okay. I was like, somebody called him out
good.
On it. Yeah,
good.
I agree.
All right, number 15, Missouri plays at number 10, Vanderbilt, at 3:30 tomorrow. Does Diego Pavia have a clear path to a Heisman Trophy?
I think he does.
Well, he did
really
the pose
think
already.
He does. I was looking at Vanderbilt's schedule. Right, and I think that you have to have those moments. I think we talked about it yesterday, right? He's moved up to plus 700 in the Heisman voting. This is obviously a big game for them, and I think this when you say clear path, I think the opportunity is there, and I think that he has just enough left on the schedule where he can kind of make his presence felt but not really play any juggernauts. You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where you might not have that moment in the big game. But, man, I think that when you look back at stories in college football, correct me if I'm wrong, just as well as I do, this is the kind of story at a place like Vanderbilt that captures the attention of college football fans and leads to a Heisman Trophy sometimes.
They have to make the college football playoff or win the SEC.
I don't think
SEC.
They do.
I really don't think they do. Because I do, personally. I think he could make the the ceremony. He could be a finalist up there and make the, you know, get to go to the athletic.
Finalist? Oh, sorry.
We've
got to draw the line.
We've got to stop with this stuff. But I think he could be there. But I think he has to make the playoff for him to win the Heisman Trophy. I really do. Or the SEC title game at the very least.
Here's what I'm saying about his schedule. All right, they've got Missouri this weekend. All right, number 15. Then they've got Texas the following weekend, 22. That's in Austin. I think they can win that game. I think they will win that game. You've got Auburn. You've got Kentucky, and then you finish with number 17, Tennessee. Well, I just think that when you look at three more top 25 matchups, and I think all those teams are probably worse than Vanderbilt, he's going to have the opportunity.
Again, though, if they win all those games, they're probably in the college football playoff.
I agree with that, too.
So we're saying the same thing, and we're just taking different routes to get there.
I agree.
But I would tell you, I really think if Alabama continues to play the way they are, primarily Ty Simpson, it's going to take because what is the difference in Alabama this year as opposed to last year? I can tell you, it's Ty freaking Simpson.
Well, I agree with that. And I think there's something to be said about Ole Miss in that conversation as well.
Well, Auburn plays Arkansas at 12:45. Do you think this is a must-win game for Hugh Freeze?
I hate to say it. I kind of do. Yeah, I think that they probably – I don't think you can lose Arkansas and Bob Petrino and still kind of keep your job, but it's – I don't know. I feel like he's been asking for the vote of confidence that Mike Norvell got, and we still don't really have it. I just think he's in a tough spot, man, and he looks overmatched recently, to be honest with you.
It looks like he's gotten away from him, where he's got – it almost looks like he still hasn't recovered from halftime of Georgia-Auburn. It really feels that way. I do think you're right. You can't lose that game to Arkansas. Also, the Mike Norvell thing is just can we get enough money raised? That vote of confidence is that's not much of one really.
And maybe that's why they're dealing at Auburn right now, because it's like I don't want to look like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think it's definitely a must win.
Well, I want to remind you that each Wednesday night you can join Damian Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation. It's a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. That's Prep Sports Nation Wednesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. All right, we're going to play a quick round of Back in the Day. This is where we've got audio clips. You've got a sports moment, a movie, and a song all from 1 year. And you have to guess what year it came from. Okay. Dylan, play number one.
All right. It's John Mellencamp, Wild Nights.
Mm-hmm.
It was a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got to guess the year.
Oh, it's 1995, I believe.
It's time to really dig in. They're going to give the ball to Spike. We've got to stop them.
This is Little
too
Giants.
Strong. We can do it together. Ready? Hey!
Buffalo. There are no words. First time that Aikman's gone down in the game.
Oh, it's not the press.
30
to I was going
to
say,
Dallas.
I think you're right on it.
Dynasty is real.
94? Is that what we're going with?
Yes.
Sorry, I forgot you played multiple clips.
She looked at you like she wanted to punch you in the face.
I was just like, wait, did I not just explain that there are three moments about to happen?
Allie, a minute ago when you were talking – actually, a minute ago when Bo was talking, he was scrolling on his iPad mid-sentence, and I was sitting there going, he's not even listening to himself right now. He's not even listening to himself. Makes me feel better when he doesn't listen to me or Allie. It's just, just doing one of these things. It's crazy. It's a talent, man.
So we've got a couple more. Let's –
I'll wait this time.
I'm just going to remind you, it's a song, a movie, and a sports moment, and you'll guess the year.
I thought it was an either or thing.
I was just waiting on him to say, Bo.
All right, go ahead and play the second one, Dylan.
You like my hair? She thinks just about it. I see it. I like it. I want it. I got it.
Call me Marvin.
Marvin, you call me Rick.
Rick? Yeah. Oh, is that your son?
No, that's my stunt double, Cliff Booth. Yeah.
Tiger waiting for Brooks. At Belle Reve, Brooks for him, waiting for him here. Ian Poulter, another great one. Another champion there. Very long way to do. Show respect, and then there it is. Slide that jacket back on. with the mock turtleneck and the green jacket. It's like old times.
Oh, 2019.
I was going to say this is 5-6 years ago. I couldn't decide which exact date, but yeah, 5-6. What was the movie in there?
Go ahead.
Do you know it?
Yeah, I know the movie. It's Once Upon a Time in the West.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or whatever. It's with Brad Pitt.
I thought it was Ryan Gosling.
And Leonardo. It's about the
Manson murders. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because Cliff Booth, Brad Pitt is so good in that. Have you seen that movie?
I've saw like the first half of it.
Have you watched Top Gun yet?
I fell asleep.
You need to.
No, I haven't done that.
That was a W right. song choice, by the way, Allie. I like that Ariana Grande
song.
Yeah,
I don't have no clue what the song was.
That was Seven Rings.
Yeah, Seven Rings.
I had no clue either. I was completely lost.
Out of my one more real quick.
Who are you?
I'm God. Flood's coming, and I want you, Evan Baxter, to build an ark.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure and honor to introduce to Los Angeles and the world the newest member of the LA Galaxy, Mr. David Beckham.
What a time to be alive. I am going to go with 2007.
Bo, do you have a guess?
Well, that was my original guess. I think it's wrong now. I'm going to go with 2005.
You should always stick with your gut, Bo, because it was 2007.
Let's freaking go,
Bo. I was also going to go 2005.
Let's go.
I was going 7 until Mike said it, and I was like,
it's just you always remember with stuff like that where you were in life, mm-hmm. and I know that I was like in the middle of college. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like right in the middle when the whole thing happened.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, and that was Daughtry, It's Not Over, Evan Almighty, and, of course, when David Beckham joined the Galaxy. All right, coming up, Sunday's going to be here before you know it. Falcons face Miami. What are we nervous about? What are we confident about? We're going to break it all down next with the Morning Shift live from Publix at Town Brookhaven on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.